Mises, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, 2-5. The Mishnah continues to discuss certain things that can happen, which take the place of the conventional Gemar Malacha, meaning once they happen, then there's a requirement to tithe fully, even though the conventional Gemar Malacha didn't happen yet. And we've seen Shabbos, and we've seen taking Truma Gedola, and now we're going to discuss selling. So when you sell something, it's sold now, it's moved on, and at that point, the requirements, generally speaking, kick in to tithe, because that's like in place of processing. You're not planning on processing, you're handing over for sale. So just note, as I teach this Mishnah, that if a person, the buyer, acquires the produce while it's still attached to the ground, meaning let's just say, I buy a fig tree from you. So obviously, when I buy the fig tree from you, it's still attached from the ground to the ground, so I step into your shoes. I'm the new farmer, and I wouldn't have obligations to tithe it until I do Gemar Malach on the figs, right? The point of our Mishnah here is that we are selling just some figs from a tree, and it'll make all the difference when the sale, the legal acquisition of those figs occurs, transfer of ownership. Now, you have to understand that simply giving money to someone without identifying which figs you're acquiring wouldn't affect the sale of those figs. So, in our Mishnah, it says, Ha'omer l'chaveru, if a person says to his friend, the buyer says to the seller, Heilich iser zeh, here, I'm giving you money, this is an iser, a dollar bill, V'ten li bo chamesh te'enim, and in exchange, I want you to choose and pick off your tree five figs and give them to me for consumption. So now, giving the $5, the iser, the dollar bill, didn't make any particular figs his. No figs were sold yet. So when will they become his? When the seller plucks them off a tree, and at that point, and gives it to them. So that at that point, it becomes, that's the fig he's going to get, that's the fig he got for his money, that becomes his fig. So that being the case, the Tanakhama says, and it's Rabbi, excuse me, it's Rabbi Meir, the Tanakhama says, Lo yochal ad she'aser, div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, so that being the case, when the buyer gets the first fig in his hand, that's a sold fig, and now it's that takes the place of the usual Gemar Malacha, and now the purchaser must tithe it prior to consumption. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda, who the Lacha follows, says, no. As the person gets one, what's the real Gemar Malacha of these five figs that were purchased? You can think of it as they have like a mini harvest. So there's going to be a mini harvest, which will be we're picking a total of five figs. And until all five figs have been collected, there's no Gemar Malacha, even for this mini harvest. And that being the case, is Rabbi Yehuda, if a guy gets delivered one fig, he can eat it because there's no Gemar Malacha yet. The harvest, the mini harvest hasn't been completed, and therefore he could consume without taking any tithes at all, achilas arai. Once the fifth fig would have been harvested and given to him, then already midoraisa, that's the completion of the harvest, that's Gemar Malacha, and now he would have to tithe everything. But in addition, besides that doraisa completion of the mini harvest, the rabbis felt, listen, once you start amassing sold goods, sold figs, let's say, or whatever, sold produce that has truma requirements, so it sure feels like and looks like these things should be tithed. How can anyone, an outsider, anyone be sensitive? It's very technical to know, oh, there's a mini harvest and there's some, you know, indeterminate number of figs that have to be purchased, we don't know, and so on. So therefore, midrabanan, there's a new din we're coming up here, which is the din of tzeref. Tzeref, letzaref, means to combine. Like everyone knows in Israel, there's a very famous silversmith called Hatzorfim. Tzoref is like a smith, meaning because like to solder two things together, like silver, you connect them. Or litztaref shitot, is to combine two shitas together. Tzeref osios, to combine letters together, and so on. So tzeref is amassing, collecting more than one unit of foodstuff that has tithing requirements. So there's a requirement midrabanan. Now once you start collecting more than one unit of sold foodstuffs that have tithing requirements, now midrabanan, you have to tithe it before you eat those, even achilas arai. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, who's consistent with the Tanakhama and the Chachamim and the Halach of the previous Mishnah, says, Ochel achas achas. He says, no, you can eat them one at a time. And since no Gemar Malacha happened here, you're just getting one of the mini harvest, you're getting one fig, no requirement to tithe yet, and pater. V'im tzeref, however, if you amassed two or more figs in your hands, then chayev, now at least madurabanan, you must tithe these figs before you consume them. Okay? Now, Amr Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to prove his point, and this is in fact, he is the halacha. He tells you a story. He says a story of Ma'asa Beginas V'radim Shehaisa B'Yerushalayim. He says once upon a time there was a rose garden in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. And it's interesting, the Gemara in Bava Kamma Pei Beis says that Chazal actually, when Ezra came, there were 10 different takanas he made. Yeah, the most famous of which is that the Baal Keri needs to go to the mikvah before having saying a Devar Shebik Shebikadusha. We saw that in Brachos. But another one was that there should not be any gardens in Yerushalayim, which is counterintuitive, because when we think of gardens as something that sort of adds beauty. But when they thought of gardens, they're very practical. They thought of, you know, I don't know what, growing turnips. So the Gemara actually says there in Pei Beis that Mipnea Sircha, because of like the stench, the rotting, meaning the pshat either is that when you sort of weed a garden, there's decaying organic material and that smells, or you have to bring in a fertilizer which smells, whatever the case may be, for the sake of beautifying Yerushalayim, they disallowed gardens. However, they did allow one, this particular one we're talking about here, because it was there they grew a certain spice, Kippat HaYarden, the certain spice that was required for the incense in the Beis HaMikdash. So anyways, they had a certain garden. The garden, besides for growing its Kippat HaYarden, the ingredients for the Besamim, it also had fig trees, and people would, I guess it was privately owned, and people would come to that garden and purchase figs one by one purchase figs and receive them one by one, I should say, from the owner of the garden. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'asa beginas v'radam shahaisa b'Yerushalayim. He said, you should know, it actually happened that there was a garden, a rose garden in Yerushalayim. V'hayu te'enim nimkaros m'shalosh u'marba b'iser. And they would sell the figs there for 3 or 4 figs per iser. The iser is a small coin. V'lo hofresh meno truma u'maser m'olam. And people who went and received their figs from that rose garden and purchasing them like 3 or 4 at a time, never ever separated from some isos, because like Hishita Sributa, they ate them, they received them one and ate one and a second and a third, and they never had seraf, they never combined two in their hand at the same time. And that is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that until you have seraf, if you purchase things, foods and fruits, etc., that need to be tithed, so if you just go one at a time, that doesn't require yet tithing and echilas raya mutar.